Daniels. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. June 3, 1898. Dear Brother Daniels, W.C. White has just sent me your last letter to read. This contains important matter and is a relief to me as well as to you. In answer to your question about applying means just now, I would say that the light God has been pleased to give me since the beginning of our week of prayer is that, for the honor of His name, most decided efforts should be made to relieve the financial embarrassment of our school at this time. Today, Brother Hughes came and laid his soul's burden upon me. He asks, "What shall be done? We are $15,000 in debt, and we must have the main building up if it is only enclosed. We are very much crowded, and everything is inconvenient. We must, if possible, secure more students, and, if possible, more means must be gathered in." I did not dare to say to him what I now say to you, that the work of the health home is a good work, and that the Lord will bless it if all will walk humbly with Him, but that it must stand second to the school interest. In consideration of the situation of the school and its relation to the work at this time, for the good of souls and for the honor of God, the school must now come first. It must not be marred by a heavy debt. The work on the main building must advance as fast as possible. The school enterprise is of great importance, of more importance than any of us realize. We have a most excellent school, and if we all seek the Lord in humility, if we all cooperate with God to make the school a success before the world and the heavenly universe, the Lord will let His blessing rest upon it. Money must be applied for it, and the teachers must make devoted, zealous efforts to draw in even lines that no disunion may exist. Then faith and works will harmonize. The Lord knows all about how we are situated here and how much we need means. I know He will not leave His work to be crippled if we do our best, walking humbly with God and trusting in Him. The Lord has ever placed the school interest before any other enterprise, and I have no hesitancy in saying that at this time, the school interest must come first, and more than that, must be kept first. But I cannot take in all your letter now. I will read it over carefully once more, and then will write you again.